Former directors of the building products company James Hardie have had a significant legal win today. A New South Wales court has overturned bans and fines placed on 7 former directors of the company who approved a 2001 media release on the company's asbestos compensation fund. The decision is an embarrassing blow to the corporate regulator ASIC. The court found that ASIC had failed to call an important witness as part of its case. Emily Burke reports.
The latest court action involving James Hardie boiled down to disclosure, and in particular a press release that claimed the company had enough money for its asbestos compensation fund. But the fund was $1.8 billion short, and legal action was lodged by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. Last year, a court found the former James Hardie directors breached their duty of care by issuing a misleading statement. They were banned and fined. But today, the Supreme Court of New South Wales ruled that ASIC failed to prove that the former directors and executives had approved that press release. 7 former directors are now free to sit on Australian company boards. The decision has been slammed by those who've championed the cause for asbestos victims, among them Karen Banton, whose husband Bernie Banton was the public face of the campaign.
I think it just speaks volumes. These people absolutely knew. Whether they were aware or not of what was in a press release is beside the point. They were attempting, as a company, to abdicate their responsibility to future asbestos sufferers.
But others say the decision has delivered a stern warning to company directors. Professor Ian Ramsey is from the Centre for Corporate Law at Melbourne University.
The appeal today, the success by the non-executive directors, turned on one point of evidence. But the Court of Appeal sends some strong messages about the need for directors to be vigilant, to be reading documents in meetings, if they're phoning in or dialing into meetings, to actually make sure that they're reviewing those documents. And ultimately, of course, there's an important part of the judgment in which the Court of Appeal says that if, contrary to their finding, the draft announcement had actually been approved by the non-executive directors, then each of those directors would have breached their duties.
It's cold comfort for the likes of Karen Banton, who says the ruling makes corporate Australia less transparent or accountable.
Well, essentially nothing has changed with corporate law in Australia, and that is a disturbing issue because it means that there's nothing to stop companies from the big end of town hiding behind the corporate veil in the future and on any matter of issues. So it is a big concern.
But Ian Ramsey says James Hardie isn't off the hook.
The judge says that the contravening conduct demonstrated a significant disregard for honesty and transparency by the company itself. So that's tough language for the company to deal with, because the Court of Appeal finds that really their disclosure was self-serving and not in the interests of the marketplace.
And he says it raises other questions about the way ASIC ran its case.
The Court of Appeal is quite tough on ASIC in terms of saying that its failure to bring a key witness, an independent witness who presumably would have had important knowledge about that board meeting, really at the end of the day undercut ASIC's case, and that was the critical reason, that was the critical fact that led to the non-executive director's appeal being upheld today. So at the end of the day, we just don't know what would have happened if that witness, if that lawyer had been called before the court. And in that respect, I think many people can understand some of the reaction today, because there is still that sense of uncertainty. A key witness wasn't brought. What would he have said? Would it have made a difference? All of that is just left unresolved. And for many people who have been closely involved in the case, that must be very unsatisfying.
ASIC says it's assessing the judgment and will announce shortly whether it will seek an appeal to the High Court. James Hardie has issued a statement saying it notes and is considering the court's decision and doesn't propose to comment any further.
Emily Burke.